This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Humma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, in any business, when you do the accounting for your business, there is a basic fundamental document which many of you are probably using. If you are not using, you should use it. And we call that the P&L account, profit and loss account, P&L account. Ideally, this is a document, it's a calculation which is done at the end of each day. So today's sale is so much. In this sale, I made this much profit and this much loss. And of course, it is done for your quarterly reviews, it is done for your annual tax calculation, whatever. P&L account. This P&L account is probably the most critical document or measurement which will tell you the health of a business. So if I was buying a business, I would say, show me your P&L account. And then I will have an idea of whether this business is, how it's doing. Is it healthy, sick, or not? The reason I'm saying this is because this is exactly how our life also works. Whether we calculate it or not, at the end of the day, the angels which are sitting here, the Kiram and Katibin, they calculate a P&L account, a profit and loss account. Profit from here, loss from here, their account. And when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go into our graves, and when we are called before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, there will be our P&L account, profit and loss. So one thing I advise you and I advise myself, let us do our own accounting before the accounting is done for us. Because it will be done one day. Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu said, make your hisab before your hisab is made. Do your own hisab, do your own accounting before it is done for you. So sometimes when I teach, at the leadership course I teach, 5-day residential program called Leadership Excellence Course, we begin with this. The first thing I tell people is, we give them a sheet of paper, or draw a line down the middle, on the left, right, loss and profit. And I tell them, now write down, according to you, in your memory, think about it. And say, what will you put in the profit column? What will you put in the loss column? What will you put? So in the profit column, we'll go everything which is for which we ask Allah for a reward. So all your ibadat, all acts of worship, all acts of charity, kindness, birr al-walidain, being good to your parents, right? Good to the neighbors, whatever. Anything which is good, which you expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reward, to reward you. So, salah, sawm, zakat, hajj, umrah, tilatul Quran, zikrullah, salah al-Nabi, everything. And on the last side are all the sins. So what did we do? Did we lie? Did we cheat? Did we not pray when we should have prayed? Did we not give zakat when we needed to give zakat? Did you riba, namima, backbiting, slander, and so on and so on, whatever we do. Well, have mercy on us. And then you total up and see how it looks. Does it look good or does it look bad? Because even if you cancel one against the other, what is left. Now, in that process, also remember that both for the good and the bad, there are deeds which are individual for which you get a reward. For example, we prayed Salatul Isha, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reward for Salatul Isha. This is that. There are other deeds for which you get reward not only for that deed, but in the future. It will earn for you. What again, in financial language, we call earning assets. Right? So there are dead assets and there are earning assets. There's, if I buy a bar of gold for $300,000, this bar of gold is worth $300,000. It sits there and some price fluctuation and so on, it will retain its value, but other than that, it doesn't earn anything specifically. But I take the same $300,000 and I put it into a commercial building, then it's earning for me the building value going up and down, that's one, but also every month I'm getting rent. So I have a rental income from this. So that $300,000, which if I put in a gold bar compared to I put it into a commercial building or a housing or something or land, this is earning me revenue because it is earning me rental value. So earning assets. So similarly, in our good deeds, we prayed Salatul Isha, alhamdulillah, we get reward, we ask Allah for reward. But supposing I teach how to pray to somebody who does not know how to pray. Same Salatul Isha, but I see a brother of mine, maybe he's a new revert or something, or you don't have to be a revert. Many Muslims, alhamdulillah, we just do something. We don't learn. So you teach somebody to pray. Now what happens? Now what happens is that for every salah that he does, you get reward. Because Rasulullah said, whoever teaches something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to reward him as long as that good is spread all from generation to generation until it, you know, until Allah has established it. So different kinds of good deeds. Alhamdulillah, by all means, do things which will give you immediate reward, but make sure you also buy some earning assets. The work of da'wah. You invite somebody to Islam, and alhamdulillah, somebody who is not praying, he starts praying, now your account is started. Somebody who was not fasting, starts fasting, your account is started. Somebody who was earning haram, now he leaves it, he is earning halal, your account starts. So all the works of da'wah, alhamdulillah, are revenue-generating assets. And at the same time, the opposite is also true. May Allah have mercy on us. Opposite is also true. There are sins we do, which is a single sin. It's bad, but it's one. But there are other things. I slander somebody, I send out a message on social media. Social media is a, subhanallah, ajeeb. This is pure creation of shaitan. Pure creation. Because if you say it's communication, we had communication before social media. You could pick up a phone and call somebody. You could write a letter to somebody, right? It wasn't that people were not communicating before they had smartphones. What's the meaning? People were communicating, alhamdulillah. What the smartphone did and social media, what it did was, it gave us the ability to reach the whole world practically, right? One thing which goes from here, one message, like this recording now, it goes onto the net. It goes all over the world. Now, alhamdulillah, if it is good, alhamdulillah. But if it's bad? Yeah, it's earning for you. It is earning the fire of Jahannam for you. And it will continue to earn because the thing which I sent out on social media, after that, tomorrow morning, I drop dead. Khalas, I'm dead. My amal are finished except the ones that continue. Just as sadaqa jariya, there's also the opposite of sadaqa jariya. May Allah have mercy on us. It continues. So whoever is reading that, whoever is, you know, all of that is coming into my cover. So I remind myself and I warn myself and I warn you. Let us make our hisab before our hisab is taken. Today, don't go to bed until you take a sheet of paper, put a line down the middle. On the right side, you write your profit. On the left side, you write your loss. And then make istighfar and tawbah for all the loss. Make sure that you clean that account before you go to bed tonight. Because we don't know if you will wake up tomorrow morning or not. Make sure that the loss side is zero. And make sure it remains zero, always. Even if somebody sends you a message, just, please, you know, I fold my hands to you, subhanAllah, please leave me out. Leave me out of this. I don't want to know. You know what so-and-so said? No, I don't want to know. Please, I do not want to know. Oh, he was telling me, he was talking about you. Oh, subhanAllah, let him talk. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. He was saying bad things. Oh, no problem. Alhamdulillah. May Allah have mercy on him. He's giving me his hasanat. Why do I want? I don't want to listen. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Please, let us not. Allah knows best who has how many hasanat. Let us not destroy what we have. And let us not earn azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for free. You make one statement, you say one bad thing, and then that thing is floating around in the cyberspace and attracting the ghadab of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to save us from ourselves, to save us from the wasabish of shaitan, to save us from our nafs, to save us from our hawa, to save us from our arrogance and our ego and our kibr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us humble and to bring us down to our knees with khair and barakah so that we fall in sujood before him and we ask him for his forgiveness. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hide our sins and faults. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us hayat and tayyiba in this life and to give us jannat al-firdaus when we meet him. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.